This is January the 28th, 2006.
The weekly conversation with Mathieu is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Mathieu, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mixed privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you're holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions, which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings, to questions@mathieu.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Mathieu's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Mathieu, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the room calling elects. Last week we talked about how the prophecies and coming of the kingdom is fulfilling, and the prophecies are fulfilled right in front of our eyes, and how the 1 billion man army is forming, and there will be a great separation between East and West, and how the 10 toys of the statue that was in the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar has already formed, which is the 10 nations in Europe, and we are fast approaching the time of the falling of the Babylon, the great whore, the ways of this world that is based on ego and separation and destructive tendencies that is getting worse, and no one can deny it that many things are happening or are happening which is not based on godliness and based on even the high ideal of some nations that have created and were based on the ideal situation for their people. Now the question is, now we know this approaching, but what is our part in God's plan? And now what? That we know that Babylon the Great is going to fall, and the destructive tendencies is coming to humanity. The prophecies are fulfilled. The seven seals are open. The book sealed with the seven seals is revealed to humanity. Now what is the practical way for those who have been called and are elects and see this vision to start implementing and manifesting God's plan, so when the Babylon the Great falls, indeed we have a viable alternative to this worldly approach, and therefore most humanity will see that killing each other and destructive tendencies that are in ego trips will not bring peace, but God will. And the only way to peace is the way of God, or ways of God, His laws, the thing He has said we should do. So every person should have two fundamental questions answered. You all have to ask yourself these questions and base your decision on the answer you give to these questions. The first question is, does God exist? That's the first question you really have to meditate on it. 99% of the humanity, even those who are in the mission and they think they're elect or they have been called for and they have seen the vision, they should again ask this question very truthfully of themselves. Does God exist? Do you really believe that God exists? Either you have had an experience with God or you have felt His spirit and you know God exists for sure, or you have read though and you have seen the fulfillment of the prophecies and coming of so much truth in though and our teachings that leaves you no choice by saying indeed God promised all these things and it has fulfilled them, therefore although I haven't had any experience directly myself, these teachings and the truth and the revelation and fulfillment of all the promises God gave to humanity to this point leave me no doubt, at least intellectually, believe that indeed God exists. So truly meditate on this and ask yourself honestly, do you really believe God exists? He promised all these things and you believe in God. That is your first step of recognizing the direction of your lives and know where you stand with God. It's not an intellectual argument. It's not something we want to feel good about it or we want to agree because I said so. But it's something you have to believe it in your heart of hearts that indeed God exists because He promised all these things and He has fulfilled them. And no matter what is happening out there in this world, it is not from God and it's not going to affect you because you are with God, because you know He exists, because you know these teachings, this revelation, this vision, and therefore you know it's going to be fulfilled and therefore you will not be affected. The next question you should ask yourself, are scriptures really the word of God and His commandments? Does He really send all these scriptures to humanity and man for their guidance and commanded to follow what is in it? Or we have intellectual discussion about it and we choose a part that we like and we do not choose the parts we do not like. So you have to come to the conclusion either the scriptures are the word of God or they're not. Of course, we know that the scriptures have been changed and they have been replaced with some carnal mind, some parts of them. But of course, though and our teachings and satsangs and all the discussions we have had for years has purified misunderstanding and man-made part and therefore is purified and given to humanity to see the Word of God. So we have to be very careful with what part of the scripture we accept, which part we reject, and always compare it with the eternal divine path and see what part of the eternal divine path this teaching falls, and how God said and commanded and requested in many cultures and nations how to purify ourselves, and now he says the way is the eternal divine path based on his commandments and laws. Therefore, we have to agree and accept God exists first, not just intellectually, but truly believe in him, and then the scriptures, and especially though and what it has purified is from God. Two questions that we have honestly to answer. If you do not believe God exists, then we leave you to God. And if you do not believe that though purify the scriptures and reveal the truth, and now we can see the essence of the religions, and now it's time to implement it, then again we leave you to God. But you truly know God exists. He has promised all these promises to Abraham and Moses and Muhammad and Christ and Bob and the scriptures and prophesied and foretold of this time to come. And now he has sent you the opening of the seven seals and the book which revealed this revelation, which is a promise of God. And now it is open and the prophecies are fulfilled right in front of our eyes, then you have no choice but accept this revelation as revealed by God, and therefore know that his kingdom is indeed fast approaching. The way humanity is going, the destructive forces coming, the way the poor is getting poorer, and the powerful becoming more powerful, and they are ignoring the rights of unpowerful and the meek, indeed is not gonna last forever. This approach eventually will hit the bottom, and humanity will rise to this unjust world and long for the justice and peace and unity and godliness. And indeed, the way is God's way. There is no leader, no political power, no human can bring that peace but God and his ways. Is teaching indeed a call to go toward creation of the kingdom of God on earth. Of course, God also has revealed to us subjective approach with objective adjustment. We are few people. We are not as powerful as other groups or religions or political systems are. That is why we need those who see this vision to spread and our number increased. At the same time, we have to start thinking to create an example for humanity to see that there is another way, another approach. We can create communities based on justice and God's word and unity and beauty. There is a way of sharing and creating an environment that everybody have their physiological and safety need taken care of. There is a way to curb the greed that doesn't have any end, no matter how much a person has. Does not quench the thirst for limitlessness, which is God. And they are greedy because they want to quench the thirst but the thirst cannot be quenched with this external world. So we can create communities of light that the children are taken care of, the old is taken care of, and the young is justly treated, and therefore fears are no longer there, and they can live together, grow up beautifully, happily, sharingly, and not experience the things many people experience now on Earth: gun, helicopters, destruction, death, fear, children that's all they know. They don't have the loving environment of a community. The just is not for them, but suffering and destruction is for them. Such children will be incarnated bitter, and they will gain the power to impose the same unjust and destructive forces on other people, or those who have created that injustice for them. So this cycle is going to go forever. We have to break this cycle. We have to create an environment that humanity sees there is another way of forgiveness and forgetfulness of what has happened in the past, or what problem we have with one another. Come together and create an environment that it's godly, it's based on the word of God. I'm not talking to create a cult. I'm not talking about a couple of people come together and become a cult. No, I'm talking about creation of a community that reaches out at the same time and put an example for the rest of humanity and invite them to come and see indeed the essence of the teachings of God has come to them. The only way is sharing with one another, create the communities of light based on the eternal divine path, based on the word of God, which unifies all religions of the world, and therefore they can create an environment that the children would be children and the old people would be taken care of, and there is enough resources for everybody to have a decent standard of living. And by directing our attention to the space, we will not give our energy toward distracting one another, but bringing greater progress to everyone. To do this, of course, we have suggested the creation of the New Jerusalem. The project that the New Jerusalem is the invitation of 100 people that each are very dedicated to the mission and this vision and want to start the New Jerusalem, and they have the resources. And asking is 100 people bring $100,000 to the mission so we can start the New Jerusalem. Either we have 100 people like that, or we need 100,000 people who pay their tithes correctly and fully, so we can bring great resources and start at least a small heaven on this earth to put an example for humanity that indeed we can come together. Even in this little household we have Muslim, Jews, Christian, they are living here together in peace. There's no bomb going on, there's no fight going on over different religions, because we are all divines. We no longer are Jews and Christian and Muslim, but we are the children of same God, and we know that, and we each know where our religion falls, and we accept it and expand ourselves, and therefore we become one. And also we have to learn to be happy and thankful to what God has given us, and each of us accept our lot and be thankful. As far as we do not appreciate what we have, we will not experience the happiness and contentment, but we always want something else, something more. When we have more than 99% of humanity, and we are pretty good in many ways compared with the rest of humanity. Even those who have little, they should just accept God's blessing, and thanksgiving is the first law. Therefore, we have to choose to be thankful to God and accept our situation and concentrate on this mission and this amazing responsibility and blessing at the same time that God has given us, and be content and adjust our lives in such a way that we can do God's work in any way possible that we can do, instead of hesitating, staying back, being unhappy because we don't have something that we want so badly, and we demand that God give it to us, instead of say, thanks God for all the things you already have given me, and I should appreciate what I have, and these blessings, what I should be thankful for, and then work toward the communities of light coming together and manifesting the New Jerusalem. We are not happy because we do not appreciate what we have. We have to start to appreciate from now on. Sit back and look at your life and say, what do I have? I have this. Thanks God. Of course, in the communities of light, life is much easier, much more relaxing, so more people will have time to meditate and eventually come to a point that they overcome their ego, so the ego will not crave what it wants. But the spirit will appreciate what it has. In the communities of light, we will be protected, provided, and the only thing left is become godly and create a peaceful environment for ourselves and other people. And we recognize and realize our action in the community affects the whole community. Community become a body that has to work well with each other. If a part of the body is sick, the whole body will not feel good. When we create such an organic communities, that each part function correctly and based on God, and they are provided and happy for what they have, then we will have an example for humanity to show them, here, look, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims in this community live together peacefully. It is an example, micro example of what the earth can be. We're not trying to create a cult. Far from it. We have to reach to humanity and open the community for many come and see. That's why I don't want to start small. A small community will become a cult because they will be so pushed and pulled with the external world that they fall on themselves and become warp star. And we know what warp star is. No light can escape it. But the community in a larger scale and open to the rest of the humanity, it's almost become a tourist attraction. It's become a way of people come and see what is happening in these 200 acres or 1,000 acres, whatever, the bigger the better. And they say the temple, they say the people, they say the dormitories, they say the houses, they say the center, they say the peacefulness, they say the call to prayer and how everybody come together and is godly. But if a couple of houses come together and in the middle of a neighborhood which all have the prejudice against a lot of things that a few people might be able to do, it's not going to work. Those few people eventually be ostracized or fall on themselves. That's why it's so important for us to create something that the people want to come to see instead of fighting the neighbors for what we want to do. Of course, it's a good idea for us to reach to our neighbors and help them out and create an environment that they can feel more secure and protected. But that is not the way really to do it. We have tried that before, to come to the point that it attracts more people to come and be with us is the community of light in a greater scale. Of course, in the community of light, godly ways should be implemented. In this mission, we do not reject anybody. Indeed, it's easy to reject people. It is divine to accept them for what they are, as far as they are godly. So the only requirement is accepting God and His words, and community should accept everybody in it, as far as they are not destructive and ungodly. We eventually teach humanity not to reject each other so easily, but work with each other, meditate, accept other person, try to understand, to adjust, to come to a point that other person realizes no matter what they do, they're not going to be rejected. They can reject themselves from the community. That is their problem. The community of light does not reject anybody as far as they are godly. So again, that is the safe and secure feeling that we have to bring to everyone on earth, that the community of light and God does not reject people easily. Actually, some people insist to be rejected because psychologically they believe they don't worth it, and therefore they do all things to be rejected by you, and when you don't reject it, they were very surprised. Of course, sometimes they blame you that you accept me, that I'm not worthy for anything. But that is their psychological problem. So God does not reject anybody. If you reject God, that's your problem, who rejecting God. So we have to, again, know the ways of God, and humanity have to recognize that indeed the community of light is the place that people are accepted, loved, nurtured, and brought to a point that they realize God is with them, and they start loving God with all their heart, mind, and spirit. And when they love God, they love others as well. The reason they don't love other people is because they don't love God. They don't love the essence in themselves. They reject others because they have already rejected themselves. So in the community of light, we have to become godly, the children of God. Indeed, in 1,000 years, we will have many sons of God, 144,000 sons of God, I hope even more, that they will have godly outlook, and their ego is no longer there, but God's spirit come through them, and therefore they can also heal those who have ego, and their ego are in their way to see the God's spirit in the sons of God. So there's a lot of healing, and decisions have to be made at this point, And since the implementation have started, you also have to ask these questions and see this truth and godly way in a greater degree. Work on yourselves and create the environment that indeed we can come together and create the new Jerusalem. That is really the paramount project at this time. As I said, I'm not attached to it. Again, we need 100 people to go that way, or we need many thousand people to go the other way. Either way, we are not going to start a small group which become a kind of a cult. That's another thing. God is very patient. He will wait and wait and wait until those who indeed have been called and see this vision come forward, and then we can manifest God's way for humanity. And it's going to happen, because God said it will. And of course, in this endeavor, everybody have to recognize that the will of God is here, the revelation is given, and anything have left for you is to become a productive part of this mission and movement, and become a person who creates more than takes, and they can put an example of being dedicated and productive in society. Therefore, we have to learn how to go to the external world, how to use the external world for the resources, and bring greater resources to the communities. Therefore, we can reach a point that we also can affect the external world in a greater degree. So this mission is not to go to the mountain and forget about the rest of humanity. This mission is to be in the world, to be effective in the world, and at the same time realizing indeed you are not a part of it. You belong to the world which is coming. You belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to the eternal divine path. You belong to the whole truth, not a part of the truth. We claim this is the last revelation of God. So many other religions also believe their religion or prophet is the last revealer, and therefore they are the chosen one, they are the only way, or they have the last words. Of course, there is no prophet who has not said he has not finished his revelation and the religion that God has entrusted to him. Moses did not pass the Jordan River. He said, "My mission is done. Joshua, it is your turn." Christ said, "It is done," when he was in the cross. Prophet Muhammad said, "I have finished your religion." Bab and Baha'u'llah did not write some things that did not belong to their revelation and did not reveal it to humanity. And now, of course, we have done the same thing with the third declaration that this revelation is done. But there is no other revealer or revelation that called their book the Last Testament. Nobody opened the book sealed with the seventh seal. No one revealed the seventh seal. And no one claimed to be the seventh angel. Therefore, our claim as the revealer of the final revelation of God is based on all the evidence that God has given to humanity. And also we said, it's finished, it's done. That's what we did, like other prophet who said, "Yeah, I'm done with it. I've finished my revelation." And now Not only that, we also said this is the last revelation of God. This is the whole thing. Of course, the other prophets and revealer also didn't have the whole truth. They had only a part of it. They had a section of it. Therefore, their followers and some people in those religions based their understanding on a portion of the truth, and therefore they made mistakes and created dogmas and believe on the things which is not completely the whole truth. But in this revelation, we can study and see all the scriptures of God and the revealer and know where they fall. We also recognize the two kind of prophets, the minor prophets and major prophets. There have been more than 134,000 minor prophets, but there have been only 7 major religions which has come from the major manifestations or major prophets or revealer which bring the word of God to man and reveal a part of God's plan. There is not going to be any major manifestation for 1,000 years, but there might be some prophet still come and bring some truth of God to humanity, but not anything that is not already been revealed through this manifestation and revelation. So we can see this is the only one can be the last revelation of God, and this all other religions have to recognize and realize and overcome their dogmas as misunderstanding and recognize that God said that this is going to come. And God's way does not change. He has never sent somebody from the sky and says, here I am, everything's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. No. He always sends a revealer, a human who prophesies for a long time and sends that person with all the evidence that supports him as to be the mouthpiece for God on earth. God is a spirit. He needs a body to come through. It's not an ego trip at all. You all say you are Messiah, so you think you're better than everybody else. No, Messiah also is a regular man who is inspired by God to bring the guiding light to humanity. Therefore, listen to the words and revelation and manifestation of all the promises that God has given to man, then you can recognize indeed God has done it again and sent this to humanity, and we indeed are in our way to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And these all the words of light and the guiding light for humanity, and God is the only way to peace. And we have to make this be recognized with humanity and put an example and come together and create the communities of light. The more we resist it, the longer it's going to take this to happen. The more we still listen to external world and all the false prophets that teach us and tell us everything about everything but what God said, then we are in the way of coming of the kingdom. So become a part of the solution. Become a part of the eternal divine path. Let your egos go and become a channel for God. Let God comes through and his words become your words, your spirit, your way, and recognize how God created you to be in this mission, which is coming very fast, and those who have seen this vision have to prepare themselves. Of course, if it doesn't happen this lifetime, it's going to happen next lifetime. I never predict the future, but I know that God is very flexible. he will accomplish what he says, but it might sometime take even thousands of years, as he promised Abraham thousands of years ago that his children will inherit the earth, and they have. God told Abraham it's going to take 4,000 years this to happen. Probably Abraham would not even understand what 4,000 years from then would be and how earth would look like. But the truth is indeed, everything God said have come true. And we now have also revealed the way to connect to God. God has revealed to you a way of meditation that in the stillness between breathing in and breathing out, and breathing out and breathing in, is when you experience the stillness and connection to God. The more you connect yourself to that stillness, the less you will be away from God, and you will be connected to God in that stillness. Be still now and know that I'm God. So these are our guiding light for humanity and you, and you are also called to become a channel to give it to other people. Become dedicated, one-pointed. Do not let other things overcome these words and revelation. Of course, Maya is stronger than ever, and these words reveal it to you. But during the week, they are destroyed. Mind comes in, ego comes in, and we fall away from them. Wrap yourself in the Word of God. Wrap yourself in His promises and scriptures and vow and meditation and singing and dancing and chanting and coming to our services. Therefore, you are not out there all the time. It's hard to turn around and say, yeah, it's time to go and do the reminder. And that's what the reason the reminder is there. So you turn around and be baptized and go to God. Say, this world I can leave, now I can go to God. The more you leave this world and go to God, the more you do not belong to this world, but belong to God. The more you do not go to God and you are concerned about this world, the more this world is going to get you. And of course, there is a power and a strength in numbers. Communities and the people come together, they can affect their environment and not be affected with the external world more. If you are alone by yourself working somewhere that mostly are worldly, it's hard not to be a part of it. But if you are living in the New Jerusalem, we might even eventually make the whole city, whole state, whole world a place which is godly, and therefore it's not that hard to be with God as it is now. But that first step has to be taken. This thing has to be realized. We should create the willpower and strength and discipline to disconnect ourselves from the world and say, now I'm going to go to God. I've been in this world whole day. It's 10 to 6. Now it's time I'm going to cut myself out from whatever this world wants me to do, and I go and do my reminder and remember God. It's a discipline, it's a meditation. When you meditate on the Word, your mind starts wandering around. You gently have to bring it back to the Word or mantra. Mind again astray away. You have to bring it. Just same thing for the reminder. The Word gets you. Who wants to do the reminder? You don't want to do it. But that is the way to disconnect yourself from this world and strengthen your willpower against the Maya and attraction of this external world. I'm going to go and do my reminder. Because that's time for God. Of course, with the meditation and that the stillness, you can always stay with God. And when the time of the reminder comes, say, oh, yeah, it's time for a reminder. Just go and do it. You don't even think twice because now you are with God more than with the world. And it's going to get harder and harder for individual and families and those who are not in a group or communities of light to cope with this external world, and more they will lose their power to the external world, and our power will take over their lives and will be unjust to them. But in the group and in the communities of light, individuals are not going to be affected with the injustice out there because they have a strength in the group by being together and combat the injustice of the external world and its effects. The whole plan is based on God's word, and it makes sense, and it will create and bring the kingdom of God on earth. But we have to ask those fundamental questions of ourselves. Does God exist? Are scriptures his words and his commandments? If you answer both yes, then we're done with you. You are a person who judge yourself and say, am I really following my belief? Just believing, yes, God exists and scriptures are the word of God, and though is God's scripture and the word of God, and I have to follow, though, then you have no choice but to come to the communities of light and follow the eternal divine path. No matter how intellectually we discuss it, we work with it, we come together, but we do not plunge to the word of God and become a part of the community of light and still wonder how I can combat external world, you won't. Because we're not following the eternal divine path. We're not following God's words. So ask yourself, does God exist? If the scriptures are his word and God sent this scripture not to humanity, it's time to follow the word of God. And of course, the kingdom of God surely will come with or without us. If we do not listen to his word, God will bring those who will. So it is his blessing on us that has chosen us to be a part of his work. And if we resist it, he will replace us with those who won't. And therefore, be zealous and come to the comings of light and be one with it and manifest it as God has commanded us. And know that if we do that, we will be blessed. If we don't, the blessing will not be there at all. We have some people coming to our rooms and objecting to our belief that God is everything. And their objection usually is, what do you mean God is everything? You mean God is the most hideous things in the universe also? They usually say something like a toilet or thing like that. The answer is yes, indeed. If you change the elements in the atomic setup of the most hideous thing in the universe and add and subtract electron, proton, and neutron, you can make this most hideous thing in the universe to gold. Indeed, our cities, they purify their sewer and make it to drinking water and use the rest of it for fertilizing and other thing in the city. So the people who do not see God even in the most hideous things, it is them who have not opened their godly eye to see indeed God is everything, and everything is convertible to everything else. Indeed, this is more scientific than believing that God created everything else. And therefore, if God created everything else, it has to be very rigid. Everything should stay the way they are forever. Nothing can be converted to anything else. And of course, we know even energy is converted to other energies. So tell those people that they don't see God even in the most hideous thing, that indeed we can convert the most hideous thing into gold or the most beautiful thing in the universe. And that very well goes with the most hideous people. If we can make them see God and turn them around, they might even become godly. I'm not recommending go and find the most hideous people and try to change them to godliness. But of course, there is a situation that you can see the potential in a person that they can turn around, become godly. You can remember that you do not have to reject them, but adjust yourself and meditate on how you can help them in a greater degree. It's much easier to reject others with the first sign of a dissent or differences, but it's much more godly if we can look at other people, accept them, and then come to a point that we can live together in peace. And that humanity really needs in this point, because there are a lot of rejectionists on earth right now. They reject other religion, they reject other culture, they reject other ways, and each of them think they are the best way, they have the best way, and they're not recognizing that it is the ego which rejects, the spirit accepts, and then work together to eventually come to a point that you can merge together and become one. Just like thesis, antithesis, which become synthesis, and they can live together and in balance and unity. That's the Spirit of God. This teaching is the Word of God. Ask yourself these questions very carefully. Look at yourself squarely. Do you really believe God exists? Do you still working to make yourself God and your ego great and craving attention and approval and all those things which is related to ego? Or you let God come through and say, yes, I believe God exists. The Word of God is the Scriptures, and I want to let my ego go and let God come through. And that is, of course, the meditation, the stillness between the breathing in and breathing out, and recognizing God is always with you, doing the reminder, and cutting yourself off from this world and come to the exercises and the ritual that God has been given to us. It's not for God, it's for us, it's for you to be able to discipline yourself to say, now it's 10 to 6, time to do the reminder. Wherever you are, we don't even want to know. Just do it by yourself in 10 to 6 in your time. And of course, we have 10 to 6 here. We can also come and join us. 10 to 6 in the morning, 10 to 6 in the evening. Cut yourself off from this world and go and do the reminder. It's almost the same as meditation. In your meditation, is your mind going all over the place? Gently bring it to the mantra, bring it to the stillness, bring it to the energy released in the stillness, so you can create greater power over your mind, and therefore the mind is not running your life, but you are running the mind. And that's the only way you can overcome the ego and the attraction of this external world, become stronger. And of course, it's easier if you come together in the communities of light and create the New Jerusalem so humanity also can benefit greatly. I guess our time is up, and I leave you to God. Meditate again these words. Ask yourself these questions. Understand God's way, and indeed, become a great instrument for His will. If you don't do it, somebody else will. Shalom, everybody.